Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
With wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not be faint, and not faint. When you read this later part of the scripture, a lot of promises, a lot of things that you are excited about, it excites you. When you see the way eagles fly, to be honest, you will not just want to be ordinary anymore. If we understand the way of the eagles, you will no longer want to be ordinary. So he says, they shall mount up with wings like the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But you see, before all of these things will take place, he says, those who wait on the Lord. Another translation says, those who put their hope. Have you seen that translation? It says, those who hope in the Lord. But I want to take this one. It says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Did he say God will renew their strength? Is that what we have here? What would happen here? They shall renew their strength. So if you believe the prophetic word that has been set forth for this season, there is a part you have to play in this walk of mounting up with wings like the eagles, running and not becoming faint, moving higher, experiencing promotion, all-round promotion. There is a part you and I have to play. Hallelujah. We have a part to play in this part. We've been looking at what God has, what the part of God, but this morning he says, they shall renew their strength. And so, the title of this morning's message is Give Attention to This, Growth. Give attention to this, growth. You must give attention to growth. You must give attention to growth. It's very important. You know, the other time when our father was around, Pastor Ayo Jeje, and we spoke about Mr. Ninja D, right? Can we echo the meanings of those things again? M is for, R is for, N is for, I is for, G is for what? Growth. So if we would exhibit or manifest the glory of God, growth is not something we can downplay. Growth is not something you can negotiate. Growth is not something you can consider as a second-class attribute. Growth is very, very important. Psalms 105 and verse 24 says, he increased his people greatly, and he made them stronger than their enemies. That's a wonderful scripture to read. It says, he increased his people greatly, and he made them stronger than their enemies. He increased his people greatly. That's God's part now. That speaks to like God's part. If you read another translation says, they gave birth to children. And by virtue of the number of children they had, he made them greater than their enemies. But that's not really emphasis this morning. What is growth? Growth can be defined as an increase in size or degree. Growth can be defined as an increase in what? In size or degree. When, maybe if I only that I don't have pictures here. Excuse me, sir. This baby is how much old? 6 months. Was she like this 6 months ago? Can we all see the baby? Was this baby 6 months ago? 6 months ago, was she like this? What's happening to her? She's growing. The baby is growing. Some of us, when we do TB, what is that? Throwback. And you do a throwback to 5 years ago. In fact, sometimes you don't even want to see yourself. Who attests to it? You know, there's this picture I have in Harvest World Assembly. Why were the other plaza there? That sister, Mrs. Pastor Barra's wife was sharing testimony. And I was the one. How many of you, you've seen that picture here? She was sharing testimony. I was the one anchoring that day. And I was wearing one black native like that. And my head, oh my goodness. It was like a square. Like, four, you know, four corners. When you see those robots, those cartoons. Then and I'm like, hallelujah. I don't, in as much as that picture reminds me of where I have been, where I'm coming from. But I don't like to keep that picture before me. Hallelujah. And I believe so many of us here, if you see your secondary school picture, you won't even like it. You see yourself in that uniform, and especially for sisters, I can remember my own school with blue belt like this. It will be like the belt is the one supporting you. You are not the one supporting the belt. Hallelujah. But look at yourself now. What is happening to you? What has been happening to you? You have been growing. Physically, you have been growing. And the question is, as you have been growing physically, is your mind also growing? Is your spirit man also growing? You gave your life to Christ last year. Thank God for that. Are you growing spiritually? Because we will think like the moment you come into this thing called salvation, you come into the body of Christ, you are named among, you are a believer now, things will just start happening on their own by themselves. No, that is not what God expects. Hallelujah. You need to submit yourself. You need to grow. You need to grow. I need to grow. So, like I said, growth is an increase in size or degree. And I'm not just talking about physical growth now. I'm talking about 360 degree growth. You must grow your mind. But I do not want to run ahead of myself. Hallelujah. So what are the characteristics of children? I'll be very fast this morning. I can see the clock is really ticking fast. One of the things, or let me not say one of the things that are associated with a lot of children, and by children, I'm not just talking about babies. Now, I'm talking about there are adults that are children. Do you agree with me? There are a lot of adults that are children. One of the things that you see that is characteristics of such people is that, one, they are ignorance. Ignorance. They exhibit innocence. Do you know how to operate the laptop? I don't know how to operate the laptop. Oh, we are even going too far. Have you engaged, and this is not to shame anyone, have you engaged people and they say, or especially when you go to the market and you want to collect maybe account number or phone number. No, let me use phone number. And they say, this is my phone. You enter. Have you explained that before? I've been in banks severally that people will come and thank God for my wife who always schools me in this thing. You know, people come to the banking hall, they have their pen, they have everything, and they can't even write their own names. Have you witnessed that before? You know, and sometimes, or a lot of times, they are timid, they are shy to talk, to say, they'll just say, please help me write my name. So they write the name. But my wife told me that it's a wrong thing to do. Hallelujah. And maybe there are persons here who think, the believer, you want to help that person. That's your inclination. You want to help that person. So you collect the pen, or you collect the withdrawal slip or the deposit, the withdrawal slip a lot of times. You are helping the person to fill. In the case where that transaction is a fraud, please, bankers in the house, am I saying the right thing? In the event that that transaction is a fraud, the CCTV camera in the banking hall has already captured your face. You are an accomplice in this matter. A lot of us, you don't know, right? You are an accomplice. If they are tracing, like, somebody withdrew 25 million from this account this morning, did perfected everything, you'll be part of it. So the best thing to do with such people is there are not even security. The people, the teller, you have this assistant inside the office, refer them to them. That's the best thing to do. You don't just say out of, I want to help. I want to. Our pastor preached a powerful message on Sunday, and he said we should be helping strangers. And you foolishly enter the bank and you run into this person who is trying to withdraw money out of somebody's account, and you help the person to... Sorry, what did you call the name again? In this your own Shola, is there H? H? Is there H or there's no H there? And you are joyfully helping the person in your mind like you are being, you are fulfilled. What a day. I help somebody to feel teller. You are feeling teller. It won't happen to you in the name of Jesus. I said it won't happen to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. So one of the things you see about people, about children, people who don't have understanding, who are not growing, is that they are ignorant. They are innocent. They exhibit irritable behavior. They are filled full of pride. And you see, many Christians are still demonstrating these characters today. What did I say? Many Christians are still demonstrating this character today. So why do we need to grow? This is really where it gets interesting. A lot of us don't know that it is God's will for growth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I need your response this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know that God actually wants us to grow. We are even taking it too far. Who here as a parent will be happy that after 5 years your daughter, your son is still crawling? Hallelujah. Nobody wants to experience that as a parent. So if as earthly parents we do not like that, we do not want to experience that, how much more God? How much more God? So it is the will and plan of God for us. Growth is the will and the plan. Number one, growth is the will and plan of God for us. And as we look at the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Do I have it on the screen? I want us to look at this as newborn babes. Desire the sincere milk of the word. What's the reason why you should desire the sincere milk of the word? Can we echo it together? Eh? That you may grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. This was God speaking through Apostle Peter. Say, desire the pure milk. So you should have a desire because it is also the desire of God for you to grow. If you are not having that desire to grow physically, that desire to grow spiritually, that desire to grow in all ramifications, you are working against the plan and the purpose of God. We get to see this in greater measure. So it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. That you may grow thereby. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4 says, who will have all men saved? And come to the knowledge of what? The truth. Let me be sincere with you. You see, the thing, what you think you know today is not the absolute truth about that thing. Do you agree with me? Huh? What you think you have a PhD in now, or you have after professor, what's the next? Professor Emeritus. Even Professor Emeritus, they still go to the lab, they are still discovering new things. Do you agree with me? So if Professors Emeritus are still going to the lab, they are still carrying out research, people are still funding, organizations are still pumping money to further know. Do we have Professor Emeritus about, give me a subject. Just give me anything. Biology, physics. Do we have people still studying about physics, aerodynamics today? Do we have professors in that field? Professor Emeritus? Do you see the technology that are coming out every day? You see how those new airline, new aeroplanes are coming? Designing. So there is still something for you to know. So he said, as who desire, no, please give me the complete verse 3 and 4. Verse 3 and 4. Give me verse 3 and 4. So it will be a mistake for you to think salvation is the best, is the height of it all for you. Hallelujah. If you think like, oh, I'm a born again now, and that is all that there is about your journey with Christ, you're actually just beginning. It says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, verse 4, who desires all men to be saved, not just that all men to be saved, but they must also come to the knowledge of the truth. Must come to the knowledge of the truth. Let's run quickly. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. We are still speaking on it is God's desire, it is God's plan for you to grow. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can we echo it together? 1, 2, go. But what? Grow in grace. So it means that grace are in levels. Hallelujah. Do you agree with me? If he's saying that you should grow in grace, it means that they are in different levels. There are different cadres of grace. It says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is important for you to have this perspective also, that God actually wants you to grow. If you as a parent, if you as a business owner, you like, or who here is a business owner, you want your business to just remain the brick and mortar shop, one corner piece shop, who likes to experience that? If you don't like to have an experience like that, God expects even much more from you and I. God does what? He expects much more from you and I. Hallelujah. Number two, our growth pleases God. Closely related to the first one, our growth pleases God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1. You really need to be very fast with me this morning. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1. It says, furthermore, we beg you, we beseech you, brethren, we exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Another definition for growth means to do what? To abound. How? To abound. How? More and more. Remember the definition I gave earlier. I said growth is an increase in size or degree. In another words, we can say growth means to abound more and more. So you must have this to settle in your mind. You have it to settle in your spirit that it is the desire, it pleases God when we abound more and more. If you have a shop, what you have today is just one single shop, or you have just one single outlet. One of the things you need to think about is how to expand. You must think expansion. Another word for growth means expansion. So maybe I'm speaking to a business person today. You need to expand. You need to have various outlets. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to you this morning? Am I speaking to you this morning? If you think you have just BSc, go for masters. We want to fly on the eagle's wing. We must do what it takes to fly on the wings of eagle. It will not just happen by God. See, if God lifts you up like this and you have no weight, you fall down. Hallelujah. You want to sit in a meeting with Dangote and all that you have is just your, you know that the way pastor will say it, BSc from, I don't want to mention any university now. Amojeje University. Kurumu Jeje University. When there are people who are thinking, you know, I was sharing with my wife earlier in the year. I said, I think there was somebody I was having that conversation with. I said, to be honest, do you know, It's not too big to think I can go to Oxford. Yeah. Huh? Harvard. London Business School. MIT. Stanford. It's not. Don't limit your mind. You want to become... The truth is, see, the president has his role to do. He has his work to do. But do you know that the people who are actually shaping this economy are the policy makers? Huh? The people who are shaping this economy are who? You might not be the president, but you can be a policy maker. Don't limit. It says abound more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our growth pleases God. Our growth pleases God. Number three, those before us grew. The people who came before us, who ran this race before us, they grew. So if we are part of this lineage of Jesus, of Samuel, of David, of John, of Elijah, name them Deborah, all of these people grew. Huh? All of these people did what? So what do I... Should I remain small? No. Can we open to Luke chapter 1 and verse 80? Luke 1, 80, verse 80. Just beside it, Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. You see something that is similar in all of these scriptures. Can we read together, 1, 2, go? Do you have it on your screens? One verse 80 says, and the child did what? Grew. And waxed what? Strong in the spirit. And was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. He was talking about John the Baptist here. What happened to John the Baptist? He grew. Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. Give me Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. You see something similar to all of these people. He was talking about John the Baptist here. He's talking about somebody different here. And the child grew. Again, can we read together? And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Who was he talking about here? Jesus. Jesus grew. Hallelujah. Jesus grew. The first one was that John grew before the day of his showing. For you see, one of the things you have to be encumbered and be disturbed and be totally consumed with is that before the day of manifestation, you must be preparing. And one of the key things you have to do is to keep developing yourself. The opportunity will come, but if you don't have the substance to carry that opportunity, you'll be rejected. Did you hear what I just said? If we do not have the substance, what are you fellowshipping with in the... What was he fellowshipping with in the desert here? Personal development. He was developing it himself. He said that, and the child grew and he waxed strong in the spirit. And he was filled with all wisdom. So it means that he must be reading, he was reading scriptures. For Jesus in this place, you know, a lot of us, because we believe, and it is so, that Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus is God, right? Do you believe that? That Jesus came pre-installed with the scriptures. Huh? That when Jesus came, he came pre-installed with the scriptures. Is that actually what is obtainable? Huh? He had to learn the scriptures. What did Jesus had to learn? The way you and I will study the scripture, Jesus had to learn he had to read the five books of Moses. He read. He read about the apostles. The prophets. He had to read the law. He read, and so that was why he could, when speaking, you will see him, he will make reference to scriptures in the Old Testament. So it wasn't just that Jesus came pre-installed with the scripture. Jesus also read the scripture and said, and the child grew, waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace of God. You know, sometimes we think the grace of God means that God is in support of mediocrity. The grace of God actually is to enhance the substance that is in you. Hallelujah. The grace of God is an enhancer. So we must give ourselves to development. You must give yourself to growth. We want to become high flyers. We must give ourselves. Scripture says Jesus grew and he was strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same thing was told about Samuel. Can we open 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 21? 1 Samuel 2, 21. 1 Samuel 2, 26. Give me 21 first. It says, and the Lord visited Anna, so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. What was he doing in the house of Eli? You think he was just going to carry plate and Baba, what are you eating this afternoon? You know, in Nigeria, if you are learning a skill, that is actually what happens. I've been to the mechanic workshop sometimes that the youngest one is just go to first gate, go and buy screw, go and buy this one, go and buy that one, carry plate, buy me fufu, buy me this one, buy me that one. Am I speaking the truth? That in the case of this man here, that was not the case. He was taking notes. What does it mean to become a prophet? He was taking notes. He was taking notes. And you see that the moment the opportunity came for God to speak to him, the man, the teacher, his boss, had to. This is how you respond. When God speaks to you, this is how you respond. That was actually, he was developing himself. In the whole Testament, there's something called the school of the prophets. What do they do there? They learn the ways of the prophet. They learn the way of the ways of the prophet. Hallelujah. So, here it says, and the child Samuel, he grew before the Lord. Verse 26, give me 26. Verse 26. Do you have it on your screen? It says, and the child Samuel grew on. Interesting. He did what? Do you have it on the screen? It says, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor with the Lord and also with men. The growth brought about something. God, permit me to paraphrase now. God liked him. But it wasn't just, there are believers that the only person who likes them is God. Hallelujah. The only person who likes them is God. Their bosses, their superiors don't like them. But in the case of this man, it says, and the child grew on in stature and in favor both with the Lord and with men. It's two-dimensional. Please let me tell your neighbor, it's two-dimensional. It's two-dimensional. He grew in favor with God and also with men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four. Or what number are we now? Number four, it is necessary if you will manifest your potential, your full potential. Growth is necessary. Growth is necessary. The best of me is not the me you are seeing now. There's still room. The best of you is not the person seated here now. The best of you is not the person listening to me. There's still room for more. Say, there's room for more. There's room for more. So it is necessary if one's potential will manifest. It is necessary. If we manifest our full potential, it is necessary. Number five, it is required to live a triumphant and victorious life. Psalms 105 and verse 25. You know, the other time when I started, I read Psalm 105 and verse 24, right? That God greatly increased them. He increased his people greatly and he made them stronger than their enemies. Give me verse 25 now. Verse 25 now. He said he turned their heart to hate his people. He was talking about the Egyptians. God turned the heart of the Egyptians to hate his people, to deal subtly with them. But in verse 24, he said God greatly increased them. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. So if we will increase and be stronger than our enemies. See, you know, like Pastor always tells us here, in where you are working now, if at all they will find fault with you, let it not be the fault that you are not putting anything, you are not bringing anything to the table. With, you know, talking with Pastor, even HRs, and Pastor Omi will bear witness to this, even HRs find it difficult to let go somebody who is growing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even HRs, because the cost of training another person, and before that person catches up. So, my wife shared something with me. In such scenarios, if they have to, is that they will negotiate. There was somebody, I think, late last year, he was saying he wanted to go, and all of that. He got a better offer somewhere. They had to call him to the table, come and sit down. Hakelon sharing, now what's doing you now? What are they offering you at the other place? I'm not saying it the way it happened, but I'm giving context to you. Like, what are they going to give you there? I think there's ABO, right, Pastor Omi? I'm using that as an example, and there's BO. BO is higher than ABO. And for him, they promised him like 2 steps higher. They promised the person 2 steps higher. And so the person said, this is what they are offering me, where I'm going to. But because that guy has grown, he has become so indispensable, like, to that particular team, they had to negotiate, or come, where I come, the next promotion, don't worry. He already got the news of promotion way months ahead. And so, the guy is just okay. But you know why he would become okay? He knew something. There's something in him that the bosses, the people there, if we let this guy, you know, there's this story that Pastor shares with us, that the guy went somewhere else and they called him and he said, this is what they are offering me. Like, that one is much. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is, I can see the smiles on our faces because we're talking about this. We need to give ourselves to growth. Hallelujah. We need to give ourselves to growth. Number six, it is a condition for usefulness. It is a condition for usefulness. It is a condition for usefulness. The degree of what you know is the degree of assignment that will be committed into your hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can't hand over the key of a car to my son. Do you know why? Even if what I need now urgently, I need something at home, and I need somebody to get it for me, even though he's my son, do you think it is wise to hand over a car key to him? It is to the degree of our usefulness. So, if the prayer you and I have been praying is, God, increase me, enlarge me, enlarge me, enlarge me, enlarge me, it is, the onus is not just on God, it is also on us. If we are praying for financial blessing, it is not just on God. It is also on... Somebody came to church last week Sunday and was crying. Things are not going well. This, that. And I started conversing with the person. What can you do? Or where do you work now? Like I work as a cleaner for a church, for a school. And they pay me very peasant amount. An amount that, just imagine, an amount that if you take Uber from, I don't know where to call now, from Ikorodu is even too far. If you take Uber from Surulere to church, from church back to Surulere, the money is gone. And I began to ask, what can you do? Apparently, the person has no skill. I said, see. And that the person said, oh, I approached my employer, increased my salary. And the employer said, that's the best I can do. What between this conversation is between you and I now? What do you think you need the person? Do you think the person needs to do? Huh? Upskill. Huh? The person needs to do what? To upskill. You need to bring something much more than just cleaning, because the truth about it is this: you see this cleaning thing. Almost everybody can do it. Just pour detergent into water. Right? Eh? But if I talk about Excel now, how many people can work with Excel here? Eh? So I use that as an example to say that a lot of times the onus is not on God. God is, see, if you know the number one hype person, the person wishing you were to have more is God. Do you understand what I'm saying? God is not against your prosperity. I think it is Psalms 37 verse 5 that says that God delights in the prosperity of his people. So God takes delight when you prosper. So God is not working. You know, there are mindsets. People will think like, I'm poor like this because God wants me to poor. Ah! That is antichrist. It is anti-God. God is delighted when you prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it is conditioned for usefulness. The degree to which you'll be used is the degree to which you have capacity to handle. The degree to which I'll be used is to the degree of the things I have capacity to handle. If I want to be used more, I need to carry, to take on in more substance, upskill. Hallelujah. Number 7, God rewards growth. God rewards growth. Quickly, let's go. Areas of growth that you must look at. Areas of growth you must look at. Number 1, growth is multidimensional. Growth is what? Multidimensional, multidimensional. You must look to grow spiritually. You must look to grow spiritually. You must look to grow mentally. Grow your mind. The capacity to think. There's this, for children in secondary school now, they do this mathematics, what was it called again? Verbal reasoning, right? Huh? Quantitative, yes. It makes them to do what? To think. Sometimes you see a triangle, there's 5 here, there's this. They will give an example and they will say, okay, they will do another one. It's to make them think. So, in what degree is this growing? And you know that, for those of us who love mathematics, arithmetic progression is in that similitude to, right? 1, 3, 5, 7. So, you are looking at to what degree is this increasing? Hallelujah. So we must look to grow mentally. You must look to grow emotionally. Especially in Lagos. Especially in Lagos. You must need to grow emotionally. It's not everybody you do like this. Did you see me now? Eh? I was coming this morning and unfortunately, It was this military van. You know the way they do their thing with the siren and blah, 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 blah. And so I think there was a car obstructing the movement of another car. They were in convoy. And this the military guy from the back of the van he was in. You know what he did? Hallelujah. So we must look to grow emotionally. We must look to grow. If I need to open up all of these things, emotional, mental, spiritual, maybe the discussion will be for another time. You must look to grow financially also. You must look to grow physically. A lot of us don't do exercise. Yes. We don't do it. You don't exercise. The last time you exercised was the last time during COVID. That was the last time because there was no place to go. There was no. So everybody, okay, I have one canvas. Okay, we started jogging and start. Magodo, especially my Magodo people, everybody came up. If you go back there now, there is scanty. But during COVID, oh my goodness! In fact, see, if as you are approaching them like you can. The two sides of the road, you will see everybody jogging, including the person that should jog and the person that should not jog. Everybody was just jogging. But if you go to that street now, Saturday, very few. Very few. So we must look to grow physically. All that you consume should not just be chocolate. Take smoothies. It will. Do you know that why we have a lot of these diseases? Largely due to what we consume. Huh? Largely due to what we consume. Change your diet. Don't just pack meat of amala and all the assorted and just say this is the day the Lord has made that we rejoice and be. No! Let's enjoy this life. We don't know what will happen thereafter. What will happen thereafter is forget. Hallelujah. So let's look to develop ourselves physically, relationally. Don't after service, don't just close and say you carry your back and you go. Hallelujah. Relate with people. How are you doing? Where do you work? Where do you live? It's a family, right? People in a community get to know each other. Let's get to know ourselves. You know something I said, God will help me, that after service, it's not a promise, so. It's not a promise. I want to snap with people. No, it's not really a bad department. It's just, see, we need to, and it's not farming. Do you understand what I'm saying? Pastor Kwan and I were having conversation yesterday. This is gifts, right? There are persons who don't know that gift is in Lagos. In fact, there are some persons who think I'm in Ibadan because my wedding was in Ibadan. Yes, I get to receive that a lot. But do you know that if gift and I take a picture together, for instance, there's a possibility that there are persons outside Lagos, outside Harvest Road Assembly, who know gift and I. Huh? If they are coming to Lagos and they don't have anybody in Lagos, but if they see the picture of Gift and I, what do you think it brings to them? There's a family. Huh? There's a family. There's a place that there's someone I can put up with. There's somebody that can receive me for the first few days. And I get to do that. Like people call again Lagos direction and all of that. We need to connect with ourselves. We need to connect. And I say this every day. The person that will bring you the next million naira you are looking for is actually in this church. I'm serious. I kid you not. That you'll be saying, oh, I want masters. There's somebody in this auditorium as I'm speaking now who knows a website where you can get fully funded scholarship. Do you agree with me? But if we don't relate with one another, how would we know this thing? And you are busy praying, and God is saying, I've given you men as gifts. Hallelujah. So we need to connect socially. We need to know ourselves. Hallelujah. vocationally, and I've been saying this, learn a skill, learn a... This is the era of IT, right? Eh? Learn, there are plenty skills to learn. That you won't have, the only payment you will make is the payment of data and time. I remember, I think it was last year, Pastor Wumi sent, like, if there are persons who want to learn data analytics, she gave free Udemy access. Right? We can learn, upskill. See, let me put this to us, this to everybody in here. Go and look for a professional certification to take this year. This is the last Sunday in the month of March. Pastor said something very striking in January, towards the end of January. He said, you've been saying you read. Who remembers that statement? He said, January has ended now. You have not even opened the first chapter of that book. That struck me like it was, you know, when somebody gives you japping, eh? That meets you in Akinyemiara, like, hallelujah. So I'm saying that we can upskill. Number two, growth is multi-directional. Growth is multi-directional. Upwards, that's God's vision. Grow in your God's vision. Downwards, be more established. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. Give me Colossians 2, 7. Give me Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 31. Isaiah 37 and verse 31 says, and the remnant, and you know, we believers, we like to quote these scriptures. It says, and the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again do what? Take root. How? Downward. And bear fruit upward. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root out downward. Walk on your foundation. And the resultant effect of these roots taking root downward is what? They will bear fruit upward. The bearing of fruit upward will not happen if you don't have roots down. Because the truth is, wind will blow. Eh? What will happen? Wind will blow. And if the wind blows, winds like lay off. Eh? It will blow. If you don't have roots downward, you are the first person to first take the effect, that wind that is blowing. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. Colossians 2, 7. Quickly. Colossians 2, 7. It says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Rooted and built up. Rooted and built up. Rooted and built up. And I believe that there are people who are being built up here in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are rooted and being built up in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Inwards, we must walk, allow the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. They are fruit, right? Fruit of the Spirit. Okay? But we can walk in developing. I was reading a scripture in 1 John chapter 1, and it says, and do practice. Or 1 John, the Bible study on Wednesday, that you see, some of these things, they are not just things that you begin to see manifested in your life by just wishing for them. They are things that we need to put into practice in our lives. Hallelujah. You know, when you want to lie, you know that if you, a lot of times you first practice or rehearse it in your head. Eh? We can also be rehearsing righteousness in our heads. Like, okay, so when I get there, what do I say? And I will say it as it is. I will do it as it is. I will tell them as it is. We can also practice righteousness. We can rehearse how to. It was, I think, Pastor Benga that said that, see, we must practice obedience, instant obedience. Was it Pastor Benga that we must have this habit of practicing instant obedience. We must practice these things. They are not just, you won't just love because Pastor David is saying love. Hallelujah. Other way, the scripture is saying love. You won't just love that way. Amen. Time is against me. Let's be on our feet. Growth is a choice. The last thing I will say here, I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 more points, but let me stop here. Growth is a choice. Let's be on our feet. Growth is a choice. It is not something that happens accidentally. It is something that happens incidentally. It is something that happens planned. You have to plan it. Oh, between now and the next 3 months, I want to have this skill. I want my prayer life to go this way. I want my prayer life to be here. I want to be waking up so time to pray. I want to pray 2 hours a day, 3 hours stretch and all of that. I want to study the Bible. I want to study God's word. It is not something that happens accidentally. It is something that you have to plan. It is something that I have to plan. And so I will refer us back to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 30. It says, those who wait on the Lord shall what? Shall what? Renew their strength. Just like the way you drive your car to the gas station to get more fuel so that you can go more. We must also wait upon the Lord to renew. We must renew our strength. And so I want you to pray this one prayer this morning. Lord, I'm committed. I'm committed. I'm committed to growth. I'm committed to growth. I'm committed to growth. There's another part of it. Some persons actually have the desire to grow, but there are obstacles. There are obstacles. There are things, barriers. I want us to pray this morning that by the hand of God, He will take away those barriers.